Gita Madhurya, Chapter 11. At the end of 10th chapter, Lord Krishna graciously said to Arjun, I hold countless universes in fragment of my body, and yet I am sitting before you as a chariot driver with horses, bridle, and a whip in my hands and carrying out your order. I am the base of all the divine glories and influence. And when I am sitting before you, what need is there for you to have the detailed knowledge of my divine glories? After listening to the statement of Lord Krishna, Arjun thinks of his special grace and, being wonderstruck, speaks. Arjun said, O Lord, by the most secret words of spiritual wisdom, that is, I am the root of all, which you have spoken as an act of kindness to me, my delusion has been dispelled. O lotus-eyed, I have heard from you in detail an account of the origin and dissolution of beings and also your immortal glory. Lord Krishna said, Now what do you want? Arjun said, O Lord Supreme, as you have declared yourself, so you are. But I want to see your divine form in whose limb infinite universes pervade. If you consider me capable of beholding it, show me your eternal self. Sri Bhagwan said, O Arjun, behold not only one, but hundreds and thousands of my multifarious divine forms of diverse colors and different shapes. Arjun said, What more should I behold, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, Behold the Adityas, the Vasus, the Rudras, the Ashwini Kumaras, and the Maruts, and many marvelous forms never seen before. Arjun said, O Lord, where should I behold all of them? Lord Krishna said, Behold in this body of mine the entire creation, both animate and inanimate, and also whatever else you desire to see. Arjun said, O Lord, you are asking me to behold the whole creation, but I cannot behold anything. What should I do? Lord Krishna said, O brother, you cannot see me with these gross eyes of yours. Therefore, I bestow upon you divine eyes. With this, behold my divine power. Dhritarashtra said, What did Lord Krishna do after saying so, O Sanjay? Sanjay said, Having thus spoken, the great Lord of Yoga revealed to Arjun his supreme divine form. Dhritarashtra said, What type of form did he reveal? Sanjay said, He revealed the form possessing many mouths and eyes, with many a wonderful sight, with many divine ornaments, wielding many uplifted divine weapons, wearing divine garlands and clothes, besmeared all over with divine sandal pastes, all wonderful, infinite, having faces on all sides. Dhritarashtra said, Why was his form all wonderful, O Sanjay? Sanjay said, If the splendor of 1,000 suns were to blaze forth all at once in the sky, even that would hardly be like the splendor of the cosmic form. Dhritarashtra said, Where did Arjun behold that form? Sanjay said, Arjun beheld in the person of that supreme deity, comprised in one limb, the whole universe with its manifold divisions. Dhritarashtra said, What was the effect of that sight on Arjun, O Sanjay? Sanjay said, Arjun, struck with amazement, his hair standing on end, bowing his head to the divine Lord in adoration, with joined palms, spoke. Dhritarashtra said, What did Arjun speak, Sanjay? Sanjay said, Arjun said, O Lord, I behold in your body all the gods and multitudes of different beings, Brahma seated on his lotus seat, Lord Shiva on Kailasha, all rishis and celestial serpents. O universal form, O Lord of the universes, I behold you infinite with forms on all sides, with numerous arms, bellies, faces and eyes. I see neither your beginning, nor middle, nor an end. I see you with a diadem, club, and discus, a mass of splendor shining all around, hard to look at, all round dazzling, like that of blazing fire and sun, and immeasurable on all sides. O Lord, you are the imperishable, the supreme being to be realized. You are the ultimate resort of this universe. You are the imperishable guardian of eternal dharma. This is my conviction. Lord Krishna said, Is it your conviction only, or do you also see, O Arjun? Arjun said, I see you without beginning, middle and end, infinite in power, with numberless arms, the sun and the moon being your eyes, the burning fire your mouth, and you are scorching this universe with your radiance. O noble soul, the space between heaven and earth and all the quarters are filled by you alone. Seeing this marvelous, dreadful form of yours, the three worlds are trembling with fear. Those hosts of gods are entering you. Some out of fear, with palms joined, are chanting your names and glories. Bands of great rishis and siddhas, by saying, May it be well, may there be peace, are extolling you with sublime hymns. The Rudras, Adityas, Vasus, Sadhyas, Vishwedevas, Ashwini Kumaras, Maruts, Mains, Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras and Siddhas all are gazing at you utterly amazed. O mighty armed, seeing this vast form of yours with myriad mouths and eyes, with myriad bellies and feet and myriad terrible tusks, the worlds are terrified and so am I. O Vishnu, seeing your form touching the sky, effulgent, many-coloured, with mouths wide open, possessing large shining eyes, I, with my inner self frightened, find neither courage nor peace. Seeing your faces with fearful tusks, resembling the raging fire at the time of universal destruction, I know not the four quarters, nor do I find peace. Therefore, O Lord of the gods and abode of the universe, be kind to me. With the principal warriors on our side, Bhishma, Drona and Karna also are entering you. Those sons of Dhritarashtra with hosts of kings are rushing headlong into your fearful mouths set with terrible tusks. Some are seen stuck up between your teeth with their heads crushed to powder. As torrents of rivers rush towards the sea, so are those warriors of the mortal world entering your blazing mouths. As moths rush with a great speed into the blazing fire for destruction, even so are all these people such as Duryodhan etc. out of delusion very rapidly entering your mouths for their destruction, and you, with your burning mouths, are licking all those people on all sides. O Vishnu, your terrible brilliance is burning the entire universe. O Supreme Deity, I bow down to you. Be kind. I wish to know you, the primal being, in essence. Tell me who you are so fierce in form. Sri Bhagwan said, I am the mighty time, the destroyer of the whole world. Arjun said, Why have you come here, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, I have come here to destroy all these people. Arjun said, Will anyone survive? Lord Krishna said, Even without you fighting, all those warriors arrayed in the enemy's camp will not survive. They have already been slain by me. Therefore, you arise and win glory, and conquer the enemies and enjoy the affluent kingdom. Arjun said, Then why should I fight? Lord Krishna said, You should become a mere instrument. Arjun said, But O Lord, how shall I get victory over brave warriors such as Bhishma, Drona, Jayadrath and Karna etc.? Lord Krishna said, Bhishma, Drona, Jayadrath, Karna and other brave warriors have already been killed by me. Fear not. Fight and you will surely conquer your enemies in the war. Dhritarashtra said, What happened after this, Sanjay? Sanjay said, Hearing these words of Lord Krishna, Arjun, trembling, bowed to him with joined palms and bowing again in extreme terror, spoke to Lord Krishna in a faltering voice. Arjun said, O eminent Lord, it is proper that the world is delighted and is filled with love by chanting your names and glory. Terrified Rakshasas are fleeting in all directions and all the hosts of Siddhas are bowing to you. Lord Krishna said, Why is it proper, Arjun? Arjun said, O Lord, it is proper because you are infinite. You are the Lord of the gods. You are the base of the universe. You are the imperishable. You are that which is existent or sat, and that which is non-existent or asat, and also that which is beyond both. O great soul, you are the progenitor of Brahma himself and the guide of the guides. So why should the hosts of perfected souls not bow to you? You are the prime deity, the most ancient person. You are the supreme resort of the universe. You are the knower and the knowable and the supreme abode. It is you who pervade the entire universe. You are Vayu, Yama, Agni, Varuna, Prajapati, Moon God and the father of Brahma himself. Therefore, salutation, salutation to you. 1,000 times and again salutation to you. Salutation to you from before and from behind and from all sides. You are infinite in might and immeasurable in strength. You pervade the entire universe and therefore you are all. O Lord, ignorant of your greatness and reality, thinking you only a friend, whatever I have rashly said from heedlessness or love, addressing you as O Krishna, O Yadav, O friend, and in whatever way I have insulted you in jest, while playing, reposing in bed, sitting or dining, either alone or in company of friends and family, I implore you to forgive me. You are the father of the animate and inanimate creation. You are worthy of adoration. You are the greatest teacher of teachers. O possessor of incomparable glory, in all the three worlds, there is no one else equal to you. Who then can excel you? Therefore, O Lord, bowing down, prostrating my body, I seek to propitiate you. It behoves you to condone my fault as a father condones the fault of his son, as a friend that of his friend, and a loving husband that of his beloved wife. Lord Krishna said, Okay, brother, what more do you want now? Arjun said, I rejoice having seen your wondrous form, which was never seen before. At the same time, my mind is tormented by fear. O Lord of the gods, O abode of the universe, I pray to you to be pleased and reveal to me that divine form, the form of Lord Vishnu, with four arms, adorned with a diadem on the head, and holding a mace, a discus, a conch and a lotus in your hands. Sri Bhagwan said, O Arjun, being pleased with you, I have shown you, by my power, this shining, primal and infinite universal form, which was not seen before by anyone else than you. Arjun said, By what means can a man see your universal form, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, By no means. O hero of the Kurus, neither by the study of the Vedas, nor by rituals, nor by gifts, nor by sacrifices, nor by austere penances can this form of mine be seen in this mortal world by anyone else than you. Arjun said, But O Lord, I am very much afraid by seeing this dreadful form. What should I do? Lord Krishna said, O brother, Be not afraid nor perturbed on seeing this dreadful form of mine. Now, with a fearless and complacent mind, behold once again the same form of mine." Dhritarashtra said, "O Sanjay, what form did Sri Bhagwan reveal to Arjun then?" Sanjay said, "Having thus spoken to Arjun, Bhagwan Vasudev revealed to him his four-armed form, and then, assuming his two-armed gentle form, consoled Arjun, who was frightened." Lord Krishna said, "You are no longer frightened, Arjun, are you?" Arjun said, "O Janardhan, seeing this gentle human form of yours, I have become composed and am restored to my normal self again." Lord Krishna said, "This form of mine with four arms, which you have seen, is very difficult to perceive. Even the gods are always eager to behold this form. Neither by study of the Vedas, nor by penance, nor by charity, nor by ritual can I be seen in this form as you have seen me." Arjun said, "How can you be seen then?" Lord Krishna said, "O scorcher of foes, Arjun, I can be seen in this form through single-minded devotion. Not only seen, but I can also be known in essence and be attained." Arjun said, "What is that single-minded devotion, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "O Pandav, to work for my sake, to be devoted to me, to depend on me, to have no attachment to the world, and to be free from malice towards all beings is called the single-minded devotion. Such a devout devotee attains me." End of chapter 11.